On and on.
Fucking obsessed with World War One.
Actually, first.
Hold on. We have to interrupt slightly once more, just for a small intermission. This is, it's a vibe, isn't it?
Hello, welcome. This is the Wednesday Audio. It has returned to regular programming on a Wednesday, you lucky motherfucker. King bastard.
Yo, tell me what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Craig has discussed with me at length his desire. Sorry, at length. At length. Craig has discussed with me at length his desire to make an improvisational comedy podcast. And here he is, subtly letting the audience know, that's you, by the way, you dirty listener, you dirty, dirty fucking listener. Yeah, you over there, you dirty. Anyway, letting the audience know what to expect. He, in fact, proceeds to set up the improvisational, incorrectly, and saying improvisational incorrectly anymore. All of this is improvisation, isn't it? It's improv, isn't it? It's art, isn't it? Improvisational style for the next 112 episodes, not willing to rush. Doesn't even matter what I said now, does it? You've lost the track. You've lost the train of thought. So have I. And all that is gonna commence now is probably a Nickelback joke. I bid you adieu.
Yeah, it's the Wednesday Audio, I think. Hello? Yeah, it's this, were you? It's the Wednesday Audio once again. Hello, welcome. It's the Wednesday of the Wednesday Audio. It's formerly the 201th most popular podcast in the improv section on Apple Podcasts, according to Carlos. Briefly a glint in the top 10's eye of Pakistan, a fleeting folly in the United Kingdom. And a long-distance memory in the brain of Sweden.
A dedicated commitment to the size, volume, length.
It's currently 43 meditation moments past 6 mediation moments on Wednesday on the 1 and the 5 in Type of Teen on November MMXXIII. And whilst we're here, it's time for another 2-minute recap of MMXXXMMXIII. Yeah, that. June! A new species of flying pig is discovered in the Amazon rainforest. Explorers stumble upon a hidden enclave deep within the Amazon rainforest, where they encounter a remarkable species of pigs with wings. These pigs have evolved the ability to fly. Can you believe it? They can fly now. Adapting their dense rainforest habitat for the first habitat, by the way. not habit. For the first time in history, the phrase "and pigs might fly too" and the phrase "and pigs might fly too" as well, not pigs might fly, "and pigs might fly too" is no longer semantically relevant. July now, and people start communicating through telepathy or telepathy, which depends how you want to say that word, rendering smartphones obsolete. A sudden surge in human brain connectivity, or connectivity, however you want to say that word, leads to the development of telepathic abilities. Individuals can now transmit thoughts and emotions directly to others, rendering traditional communication devices like smartphones obsolete, and thank fuck for that. Of course, Elon Musk has already bought the new so-called brain domain, x.com, and Donald Trump has already started tweeting or posting or whatever the fuck we call it now on x/Twitter/tweet/whatever that is. August now, time starts flowing backwards, making everybody speak in reverse. Cognition and physiology, human on reversal time of implications, profound the understand to attempt researchers as curiosity scientific sparks, phenomenon unprecedented this. Order reverse in lives they're reliving, younger grow gradually people. Beings living, all for process, aging in the reversal of causing. And that was the end of the world. Shall we continue? I think we should. The Wednesday audio is recorded on a Wednesday, released on Wednesdays, and focuses exclusively on Wednesdays. The podcast aims to promote the importance of Wednesdays and advocate for the recognition of this midway deke, miswit, this midway deke. Yes, this midway deke, glebly, that's what I was probably going to say there. What I actually intended to say was midweek day, globally. But it turns out that was a bit of a tongue twister, that one, so...
Fuck me, this is content, isn't it?
With its entertaining and informative content... he said it's entertaining. He said it's entertaining, this, apparently.
Yeah, I've heard that one before as well. I don't quite believe it. There's nothing really that entertaining about it.
No, it's none of those things. Is it? The show delves into various topics, including show news, listener missives, ban words, bin, but we won't continue that because I'll reveal the show news section, won't I? If I list what's going to come up next, I'll reveal too much. Tune in to join the Wednesday enthusiasts and embrace the joy and significance of this day of the week. And now, this week...
That's what life is, though. I mean, if you're actually being honest.
So in this week's section of the audio, I'm going to read this week's section out incredibly quickly. We've got Sean, we've got Lister, Mrs. We've got Bandwords, we've got Nature, we've got Nature, we've got Spelson, we've got Ayers, AI, actually interesting. Is that might actually be interesting on the inside. We've got the actual content towards the end of the show, and we've got the end. That's all that's happening this week, so I don't know, we'll resume to normal speed. We've got a bit of show news as well. Actually got two parts to show news this week. We've got show news and we've got reviews news. So we've got show news, first of all. It's quite an exciting development in show news, believe it or not.
You've got dramatic conflict right there.
We're back in the Great Britain improv rankings. Can you believe it? Somebody out there, don't know who it is, might have even been me accidentally downloading it. We're back in at a dizzying height of 180th in the Great Britain improv rankings. It's nice to be accepted into Britain again. Nice to know I'm becoming an English idol once again. Yeah.
Oh, I'm tired, not inspired.
We're also 106th in the Czech Republic, Ankins and Rankins. I should have called the episode that, shouldn't I call it? Ankins and Rankins and Anchors. Massive Anchors, that's what I should have called this episode.
Drugs.
And also in other news, in reviews news, I got a new review. Don't know who it was from. All I can see is the content. In fact, all I can see is the... The content of the review. The only thing I can actually see of the review is the title of the review, and the title was this: by far the best and worst podcast, comma, ever. I love it. So thank you, whoever left that review. Don't know how to feel about that, but in the spirit of the Wednesday audio, hello, welcome. It appears that someone's picked up on the fact that this is both the worst thing to ever happen to podcasting history and also the best. So there you go.
Grow that German presence.
And you see, when I say and like that and I leave it halfway through the middle of the sentence, it sounds a bit weird, doesn't it? Actually sounded like that I'd forgotten what was coming next. I hadn't. It was actually a pregnant pause, if you will. That wasn't meant to happen, that bit. What was that meant to happen there was a sound effect was meant to play. It was actually this one.
Yeah, most it's just small scale, everyday, kind of nothing.
But it didn't play, and on that note, we should probably move on to the next piece of music that's called Drunks.
What say ye?
So in this section, I call this section affectionately the listener misses, because you send me a message, or at least one or two of you send me a message, or at least somebody who listens to this podcast. Please, whatever the fuck, just send me a message. That's all I'm getting across here. Send me a message. I'll read it out, because I don't get many messages, and the entire podcast slash podcast relies on messages being sent, because this is big feature, comes up at 12 minutes. It's the lead feature, if you will, that comes up in the podcast. The podcast isn't anything without this feature, and I have literally hammered this feature forever from the very beginning of the podcast. It's the only feature that's been in pretty much every single episode of the podcast, so it is actually quite important that this still remains, and you do need to keep sending me messages. And I'd love a message from somebody that, other than Trility, or Ivan slash Ivan slash John, or Jean? Oh, she's not here yet. I'd love a message from somebody else other than them. You know, maybe a Tom. I know Tom sometimes listens, and some of the other people that used to listen. Mike, are you there? No, Mike's not there anymore. So anybody who's decided, I don't want to listen to this podcast anymore because, to be quite frank, it's shit. Please tune in, telepathically hear this, because as we heard earlier, telepathy has been invented now. Hope you're listening to this, and when you get this message, please write in and send me a message, a missive, because I desperately need them. So first up, we've got Trility. I mean, obviously, we've got fucking Trility. Trility, she said, my favourite part of your podcast is when you make yourself laugh. Ha! Like some sort of onanistic sense of humour. Now, I won't lie, I had to look up what onanistic was, and it became my first favourite word for quite some time. Onanistic basically means masturbatory. It means f***ing, that's what it means. You know, it means that, or it means the other one as well. It means ing, or it can sometimes mean you know, those words. It means that, and quite liked it. Did like that one.
You are a very, very naughty boy, Craig.
So thank you, Trility, for that. I give you your sound effect there. Jean said. It's your bit. Jean, I know you're asleep at minute. Jean. Gene. 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 Gene.
Not bad, Craig. Not bad.
Gene said, I mean, she's not here, so we're going to have to just continue. She said, my favourite part is when he makes sure I'm awake. Well, that was convenient. I did that part, wasn't it? It was like that was planned or something. It's like I read that first. It's like I'd prepared or something. I know, can you believe it? I'd prepared for this.
Really fucking boring.
Vanya or Ivan slash Ivan slash John or Vanya said, the best humour is always onanistic. I like the onanistics in here again. I really do enjoy the word onanism now. It's on and 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 on. I like onanism. It's a good word. I said, yes, I as in me, yes, I as in me.
Yes, he as in him. That's who said this one. Craig said, let me play the music again. Craig said, never admit you needed to look up a word. It makes you seem like less of a deep-nosophist. Moving on. There we go, we've moved on. Vanya said, the title is a scam, everyone. Yeah, I am still here. Craig's gone for a piss. The title is a scam, everyone. There's nothing generic about it. Ain't nothing. Ain't nothing. Don't buy it. No, I need to say that word. Diphenophysist. 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 Deeper. It's not happening. Thanks for that, Vanya. Let's see if we've got a sound effect. Are you done pissing yet? No, it's not done. Long piss, that. You need to piss more often. Drink more often, piss more often. That's what I say. That's what my catchphrase is. Let me play you a sound effect, Vanya.
You're holding it as you gnaw into it. I like that.
And that's it for the listener missives for this week. They're over again. I guess that means I should stop this. And now we hit the silence, don't we? The silence. The uncomfortable silence. Have you ever been out for a meal with somebody where it's not uncomfortable? You should treasure that person. It's quite surprising when you sit there and you go, oh, we're not talking, but it's actually not unpleasant. I don't think this is one of those situations, is it? Because you're waiting for me to say, oh, he's here. I'll see you later.
Cheers for that, Ombudsman number 3. I think we'll play this.
Oh, those Russians.
So we'll move on to Donkey List now. I've changed Donkey List. So Donkey List is when something's absolutely bloody mother fucking amazing, marvellous. I've changed it to average motherfucking marvellous. So send me your average life wins or your average... I don't like the phrase life wins, I'll be honest. So send me your average life things that's happened to you during the week, and I may or may not include them at some point in the podcast, but if I do include them, they'll be under this section of the podcast, which is Donkey List. Oh, yes. Tony said he has a friend who won a Halloween costume contest at a nightclub. The prize was a bottle of Tito's vodka. Tom said he was the year six basketball free throw champion, which is even more impressive because he's from the UK. Jean said, I am still striving to be average. I've never got an award of any sort. I've won at least 10 costume contests. Best prize was a choice of hot pink pillow or a coffee mug that said coffee on it. Teachers give each other awards every year, lots of them. I'm confused there, Jean, because you said you've never won award of anything, but you've won 10 costume contests. And the best prize was a pillow, but I assume you didn't win it. Write into Donkey List and please let me know.
Pretty wet.
And that's it for that for another week. Donkey List is gone for at least a week, maybe longer, maybe put it on a hiatus. However you say that word, might put it on that for a while, and just put it on the back burner, as you know, there's that phrase that some people say. We might do that for a bit.
Diphenophysicist, 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 Diphenophysicist.
You're not going to get it. You're not going to work it out, Ombudsman number three. And that just leaves this. Well, it doesn't just leave this. We've got more things to go, but we... Oh. The music interrupted me then. So I just wanted to interrupt the music, but I ain't got anything to say. So this is the Banwords Bin, or the Banwords Bin, formerly known as the Banwords Bin, formerly known as the Banwords Bin, or the Banwords Bin, and in the Banwords Bin this week, and not the Banwords Bin, I'm putting facts and figures in there. So the whole phrase, quote-unquote, facts and figures. I've got no issues with the word fact, got no issues with the word figures, I've got no issues with the plural or the singular facts or figures, but when we put the phrase facts and figures together, I have an issue with the combination of those two words turned into a wanky business phrase, such as, going forward, I'd like all facts and figures delivered by end of play, bi-weekly, post-haste, down the pipes, but on the line, you know, that kind of thing. Or remember, Basic Bitch is not in the bin, and it never will be. Thank you very much. And now, this.
Oh, that's a good tweet.
If you can't be happy by yourself, you have nothing. Oh, that's a good tweet. And that's it for Navel Gazing for another week. I'll be back next week, maybe the week after, maybe a couple of weeks' time if Craig decides not to do the podcast and our podcast again. Maybe there might be quite a big break like there were last time. If there's quite a big break, it might be a couple of weeks before I see you again, you know. We've got Christmas coming up. There may or may not be a Christmas special. There might be the Christmas party that I've got to go to for the Wednesday audio, you know. Hello, welcome. It's just us three, really, stood in a circle going, hello, welcome. Hello, welcome. That's all that happens. Nothing else. We just stand there going, hello, welcome. Sometimes we'll play some sound effects, you know, like...
I'm just gonna have a look.
We'll have a little bit of a giggle and a joke, and sometimes we'll save the children. Sometimes someone will tell a funny joke and we'll be like... And then we'll obviously come to the conclusion, really. The same conclusion that happens every week.
All podcasts are shit.
Anyway, I'm done. I'll see you later.
Thank you for that. That's Naval Gazing once again. I need to get out of the habit of saying for another week, don't I? Do I? No, I don't think I've reflected on that. I don't think I do. Now, time for this. It's not AI, Ian. It is actually AI. It's not Toby. It's AI, Ian. This is AI, Ian's actually interesting insight that might not actually be an interesting insight or actually insight. That's what this is. I asked AI, Ian. That's AI, Ian. I asked AI, Ian, to perform the following task: give me an actually interesting insight by Ian. That's some time. It might become obvious. I'm reusing it. I forget what I said there. Ignore that. AI Ian responded, "The ability to focus is becoming increasingly valuable in a world full of distractions." Thank you. Fast running out of time now. We've only got time for a quick laugh and a quick fucking hell.
Fucking hell. There you go.
We've got to move on because we've got the new Dimprovement movement coming up. So we need to quickly move on to
Definitive Ephesus.
We're just going to quickly move on to self-improvement now. We've retired James. We've retired Atomic Habits. I thought it was time to mature this feature. So from now on, this is more of a Hall of Fame, if you will, a highlight reel of the weekly insight that I've ingested and digested and learned from deeply. That's what's coming up now. Self-improvement. Practice is the price you pay today to be better tomorrow. A question for you this Monday morning. It's not Monday anymore. What is getting too much of my time right now? What's this fucking podcast, innit? If you can't win, you lose. Well, yeah. Yeah, fucking obviously. That could say fucking anything, couldn't it? If you can't win, you lose. And I bleeped out win, yeah, because it fucking angered me. If you can't walk forwards, you'll walk backwards. If you can't walk sideways, you'll walk rightwards. If you can't walk left, you'll go right. Absolute fucking nonsense. I can't go on. I can't take it. These phrases, they used to be a thing, you know. Aphorisms, they're a thing. Me repeating it over and over won't make it any less or more of a thing, but they were a thing. Aphorisms were a thing, and wise people used to write aphorisms. They've been written for thousands of years, if not millennia. Yeah, that's what thousands of years is, isn't it?
So go ahead and avoid that one.
Anyway, what I'm getting at is they've been written for thousands of years. Aphorisms, they used to be good and all that. That's not a fucking aphorism. That is just fucking nonsense, that thing. And it's angered me so much that we're just going to the end. I had an old bit for this end, right? The old bit for the end was going to be that I was going to read out old Victorian adverts for podcast endings. And now I just want to fucking rant more about this fucking nonsense. You know, this. There used to be idea that books and there's... books. Remember them books? Books. You remember them book things? There used to be an idea that books provided wisdom, that they somehow improved your life. The whole idea of the written word was something to be valued and treasured. That was a thing, you know. And now we've got people like fucking James Clear and other nonsense abusers like that that think that they're writing aphorisms, but really all the writing is if you go left, no, go right instead, or if you can't win, you'll lose. Those kind of absolute nonsense things that mean nothing, that never will mean anything to anybody, apart from that person that thinks they're intelligent. You know, that person who lives in fucking San Francisco somewhere and runs some fancy fucking startup that thinks he's better than everybody else, that thinks reading Atomic fucking Habits is the peak of wisdom. He's digesting the nonsense that someone like James Clear's writing, and he thinks that it's some kind of insight that is going to revolutionize his life. And what he never realizes is that he already knows everything that he needs to know, and it's always a man, isn't it? It's never a woman. He always knows what he needs to know, but he still goes to James Clear's Twitter every day and reads things like practice is the price you pay today to be better tomorrow. Well, of course it is, because that's the way that life's always worked. That's the way that life always will work. And putting it into a pithy fucking phrase like that doesn't make it any more wisdom filled, does it? Habits will form whether you want them to or not. Well, of course they fucking will. If you get to any of these end of these so-called aphorisms and you think of course they fucking will, they're not an aphorism either, it's just common nonsense. The project you complete is worth more than the one you don't. Of course it's fucking true. Leadership is not a license to do less, it's a responsibility to do more. Of course it f***ing is. Who are these shysters? Seriously.
My Garaga whiny tits over there.